As people get older, most say they want to age in their own homes and stay in their communities. But that's not always easy to do. Health and balance issues can get in the way. In fact, falls are the leading cause of injury and injury-related death for older adults. It's why health experts recommend that people who are prone to falling wear emergency alert devices, something Nina Keck is here to talk with us about. Because, Nina, you're saying sales are up and technology is improving.
Right, Mary. And, you know, this technology has been around since the 1970s, and some of us may remember that sort of iconic commercial from the 1980s that showed a woman who had fallen in her bathroom and was shouting, I've fallen and I can't get up. It was for a product called Life Alert. But there are now many of those products available, and with baby boomers aging, assisted living facilities costly and hard to find, especially here in Vermont. The price of home care aids really expensive. They're also hard to find. It's making these devices a lot more attractive, especially since there's so many more aging baby boomers and a lot of those folks live alone. Industry analysts, Mary, say the market share for personal medical alert systems of all types is expected to grow from $9.2 billion in 2024 up to more than $26 billion in 2034.
Wow. Yes, that is quite the jump. Yeah, I totally remember those commercials, too. How do these devices actually work?
Typically, they include a wearable item like a pendant or a wristband that's got an activation button. Pressing the button connects the user to a monitoring center that's staffed by trained professionals who can assess the situation and then dispatch help if necessary. And that may mean sending an ambulance if one is warranted, or it might just mean calling your next door neighbor. Most systems also connect using a phone line. So they'll either connect the old-fashioned way with a landline or through a mobile cellular network.
Are these devices cost-effective, though?
Prices vary. Most of the systems that I saw range from $20 to $60 a month or more. Fall detection features, which are now available, or mobile features that follow you, they're going to be more costly. One thing I should note is Medicare does not pay for these services, although you can get help through some Medicaid programs if you qualify in the state.
Nina, were you able to connect with and talk with any folks that actually use these wearable devices?
I was, yeah. One who stands out is 92-year-old Ralph Crippen. He lives alone in Rutland, and he told me his medical alert pendant gives him a lot of peace of mind. He has balance issues, he told me, and falls are a really big concern for him. So this allows him to get out into the community, go to the local senior center for lunch, and really feel like, okay, I can do this. Michael Tarbell is CEO of the Regional Ambulance Service in Rutland. And he painted a pretty sobering picture of when their service responds to people who've fallen who don't have one of these devices and may have a delayed response because of it. He said it's not uncommon for them to find someone who's fallen and maybe they've been on the floor for a couple of days. A simple fall where there's no injury, he said, suddenly is compounded because the person hasn't taken their medication, they haven't had anything to drink or eat, and it can spiral to get to be a very serious situation. So he recommends these devices for sure. And caregivers I talked to that have older loved ones that use them said it just gives them a lot of peace of mind. A lot more people are caregivers. In fact, Andy Droney, the director of ADT's medical alert division, says since 2020, their sales are up 50%.
Oh, wow. Talk about how some of these products are improving.
Well, briefly, you know, we talked about some have fall detection. They offer mobile coverage now, so they roam with you. Some people are using smartwatches, smart speakers, you know, like your Alexa. Amazon now offers medical services that you can subscribe to, and some smartwatches now offer additional features. But for any system, and there are a lot of them out there, I would say do your homework. But I would also recommend just talking to your healthcare provider to see what they might recommend.
Well, thanks so much for digging into this, Nina.
You're welcome, Mary.